Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet,
it shall be, measured to you again. Luke chapter 6,
verse 38.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to show 126. The song that was played following the piano prelude gives a brief preview into the upcoming message for today. The aforementioned song was taken from Luke chapter 6, verses 37 and 38 by Simply Christian Music. That brings us to our scripture reading for today, which comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. The Word of God, as recorded in the NIV, reads as follows. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. If anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, Give to the Lord by Nathaniel Morales.
One of the best ways that we can prove that we love the Lord is by giving. Amen. So we're going to sing a song about giving, and it's got some hand motions, and I want you to join with me, okay? Will you do that? Here we go. Watch me. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Help me out now. Here we go. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Give it, Lord. Give in faith, give with joy, and a smile on your face. Give as the Lord has given to you. How you give is a reflection on your gratitude. So give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Give your best, give unto God, and you will be blessed. Don't be stingy, and don't be tight. Learn from the widow in the Bible, who gave her last night. So give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, press down, shake it together, and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give to the Lord.
Has been read for your hearing and meditation. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words and the utterance of this message be to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to lift up in Luke chapter 6, verses 37 and 38. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. My message is entitled, Be Not judgmental. Be compassionate. Be not judgmental. Be compassionate. Luke was a physician, and possibly he was a Gentile. He was not one of the original apostles, but he could have very well been one of the 70 disciples appointed by Jesus. And we can read that in Luke chapter 10. Luke depicts Jesus in his ministry as being deeply compassionate in his caring for the poor, caring for the oppressed and the marginalized of the culture, caring for Samaritans, Gentiles, and women. Verse 37 teaches us that we are not to judge others. We are not to condemn others for whatever state or situation or condition of life they may be. If we've been done an injustice or whatever the atrocity done to us by someone, we may not condemn or judge. That is not always the easiest thing to do. However, the psalmist Asaph says in Psalm 79, verse 12, pay back into the laps of our neighbors seven times the contempt they have hurled at you, Lord. When an injustice comes at you and upon you, cry out to God. Don't cry out against God. In horrifying times, in times of degradations or disappointment, we may be grievously angry, but our trust must remain in God through Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 65, verses 6 and 7, we read, where God teaches through his word that he will pay back the people for their sins. Therefore, judgment is not our job to do. That's strictly a job for God to do, because only God is just. Only God knows our hearts. Only God knows our minds. Only God knows what is completely fair reward or completely fair punishment. So leave the judgment of others up to God. If God were to give us what we deserved, we would be thoroughly and completely annihilated. Instead, we should pray. We should pray for his mercy. We should pray for a forgiving spirit. Why should we pray for a forgiving spirit? Because a forgiving spirit demonstrates that a person has received God's forgiveness. Jesus described this in using the illustration of measuring grain in a basket. Be fully aware that if we are critical rather than compassionate, we will surely receive criticism. Be completely cognizant of the fact that if we treat others generously, graciously, and compassionately, that this treatment will come back to us in full measure. We are to love and treat others compassionately, not judge them. Do you want to walk compassionately with others as Jesus? Do you want to possess a more forgiving heart? Do you want Jesus as your personal Savior? You can have this today. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a caring and compassionate God. We have not at all times been what you would have us to be. We have been at times conceited, asking right now for your forgiveness, thanking you, O God, right now for your forgiveness through Jesus Christ, your Son. Praying now for those who are lost and seeking Jesus as their personal Savior. We know that your arms are wide open to welcome and pardon them. These and all other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The closing song is entitled, Give to Others and God Will Give to You, by Sister Divina.
पड़ोसियों को दे दो बहुत सारे प्रभु जी तुझको देगा पूरा नाप दबा कई लाख उबता हुआ तेरे गोद में डालेंगे जिस नाप से तू दे दिया है जैसे तुम्हें दिया जाएगा जिस नाप से तू दे दिया है जैसे तुम्हें दिया जाएगा है पड़ोसियों को दे दो बहुत सारा प्रभु जी तुझको देगा पूरा नाप दबा कहीं लाकर उबरता हुआ तेरे गोद में डालेंगे जिस नाप से तू दे दिया है जैसे तुम्हें दिया जाएगा जिस नाप से तू दे दिया है जैसे तुम्हें दिया जाएगा పొరుగువారికివ్వు అత్యధికంగా మరలా దేవుడిస్తాడు అణచికు దించి దిగజారినట్లు నిండు కొలతమే ఒడిల కొలుతరు మీరు ఏ కొలతతో ని కొలుతురు మరలా ఆ కొలత మీకు కొలువబడును మీరు ఏ కొలతతో ని కొలుతురు మరలా కొలత మీకు కొలువబడును నీకున్నది పొరుగు వారికి అత్యధికంగా మరలా దేవుడిస్తాడు అణచికు దించి దిగజారునట్లు నిండు కొలత మీ వనుల కొలుతురు మీరు ఏ కొలతతో ని కొలుతురు మరల ఆ కొలత మీకు కొలువబడును మీరు ఏ కొలతతో ని కొలుతురు మరల కొలత మీకు కొలువబడును
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.